Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Dear Meathead, brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware. How's it good, everybody? If you have a question for Dad, I'm still pretty lean, so you better, you know, this is going to be
Hello?
Hello, Ruby!
How you doing, hi?
Never better, never better. How are everything going well over there?
Everything is going well, and we got a nice white street.
Yeah.
And it's beginning to snow all over again.
Yeah, we're getting that too. Hopefully it won't affect travel for the wedding, you know?
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I want you to wish Joanna a happy birthday. 87 years of age.
Today's the day.
Today is the day.
That's I was just about to get to that.
Oh, I didn't mean to take it away from you.
Oh no, my God! Everybody just so happy. Today is the big day. We can celebrate in person in just a couple of days. Happy birthday, Joanne.
Thank you, honey.
There you go. You did it, buddy.
I'm getting decrepit.
No. How many times have I said to you, I go, how is it that you pull this off? Most people, when they get old, they become ugly. You have not had that happen.
It's coming.
It's coming, you say. Oh, my God. So are you guys excited about coming over here and for this big party?
Oh, yeah. We definitely are.
Dad, have you ever had to do any type of speech at a wedding?
No, they didn't even think I was important to be giving speeches.
Well, you know, I mean, you had you had three stepdaughters. Well, you had Susie got married to Tom and then Jim. And then Nikki got married to Art and Elizabeth got married to Mike. You never did a like father of the bride type of speech?
No. They just said, you want another bottle of booze?
Well, I have this speech coming up that I've kind of prepared that I have to do the father of the bride speech. So that'll be part of it. I hope it goes over, you know?
It'll go over. You're good. You're good.
Oh my God! Yes. What was that? Oh my God! What the hell was that guy's name? And I'll get the audience caught up on that story. What was it? Was Dave Diebold, wasn't it?
Dave Diebold.
For the audience that doesn't know what Joanne is talking about, Dave Diebold was at Mike and Lizzie's wedding, and he had a little too much to drink. And I'll never forget it because he said that he wanted to say the prayer. And so, though massively intoxicated, he said, I just want to thank the food that we're about to relieve. He thanked the food. He thanked the food that we are about to relieve. And then his wife, she got up and grabbed him by the ear and they left. It was incredible.
Well, hey, things happen in a worse way.
I remember.
That's right.
Oh,
that's a memory.
It was incredible because after he said those words, you could hear there was like a collective groan in the audience. We all went, oh. We knew there was trouble.
Well. Where is he? Is he around?
Yeah.
I think Mike still talks to Dave.
Yeah, Mike still talks to
him. Yeah, Mike is in touch with him.
Yeah, yeah. Dad, this person writes, what is your opinion on adult daughters who call their father daddy?
There's nothing wrong with it.
As opposed to dad? You don't think? Okay.
That's good. In fact, that's, to me, that would portray some additional love.
So daddy is okay. If someone says, hi, daddy.
Yeah.
What about boys? What about if boys call their dad, like adult boys call their dad daddy?
It don't matter.
That's okay, too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we had a
I don't make a big deal out of things like that. That's a lot of, to me, that's still a lot of love.
Well, yeah, we were talking about it on the show, and I was indicting people who do that. That sounds like it's gross.
I don't think
Kenny,
you can call me daddy. It doesn't sound right.
Well, that's what I was asking.
No, you don't. You and I don't.
Well, what if like Lizzie walked up to you and said, "Hi, daddy."
I don't mind it.
But if I did, it's a problem. Hi, daddy.
Yeah, you would be. No, I think the boys should do that.
Okay, so
I get what you're saying.
So no to the boys saying hi there, daddy, and the girls, it's okay.
Girls are okay. Boys, dad is a good.
Yeah. You know, it's just dad. Hey, dad. You know, dad.
Hey, dad. That's right.
Daddy.
What do you say, Joanne?
Yeah,
this feminine.
Definitely feminine. Yeah. Okay. Brian writes, dear Meathead. He says, hey, Meathead, I know this friend of mine named Kenny who thinks it's okay to get married to first cousins. I think that's gross. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think it's kind of even marry into the family, you know, something like that. It's not a cool thing.
Yeah, I think that's I think he's just trying to upset Kenny is with that comment.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that I'm gonna
have it maybe.
You know what? I'm gonna throw that one out. I don't like that question.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I never thought about it, and it's
no
relevancy for me.
Nathan writes, dear Meathead. One of my favorite things about winter is playing in the snow with my kids and then everyone cuddling up under a blanket afterwards. My kids are getting older now. How do I tell them that they have body odor and they can't come near me until they put on deodorant?
That's pretty, to me, it's just as simple as it can be. Hey, you stink. Go wash.
You stink, go wash.
Hey there. Yeah, hey, go take a bath.
Follow up. Nathan writes, dear Joanne, happy birthday.
There you go.
He says,
That's awesome.
He says, if you could have a birthday wish, what would it be?
I wish her and I live another 50 years together.
It's possible.
I'll tell you what, she is the love of my life.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Joanne, do you have a birthday wish?
Yes, that your daddy has very happy days for the rest of his life.
There you go. Thank you.
I love that. Brian writes, dear Meathead, I have a friend who once passed gas in a car, and it made me throw up. I am now roommates with this guy, and I have occasionally made a mess in the bathroom to get even with him. Do you think I'm doing the right thing? Thanks,
oh,
Evan.
Do they have to be living together?
Well, yeah, I think that they were friends before, and then the one guy farted and made him throw up in the car. And then now they live together, and so to get him back, he leaves a mess in the bathroom.
I'd get the hell out of there. I don't want him to hang around me. He's all right to be a friend, but he don't walk around and take dump while he's walking around.
Yeah, no. He doesn't take a dump while he's walking around.
Well, I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. That's a grown man. Like, you got some privacy, you know. And your privacy is good for you. It's not good for other people, the kind of thing that he does.
Right, right, right.
I would tell him, you do that one more time, we're done.
Right, right.
Not in my presence.
Dad, I've got a guy, I've got a friend of mine who works at a place where you buy suits, like the Men's Warehouse. His name is Gary. I don't know if you've heard of the Men's Warehouse.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Well, my pal Gary works there, and he was telling me he had a customer try on a pair of pants for a suit, you know?
Yeah.
And then he measured it, and then Gary gave the pants to the tailor. And then the tailor was tailoring the pants, and the tailor discovered that the customer had an accident and went number two in the pants. So basically, the tailor is working around an accident left in the pants. This actually happened.
Oh, my God.
I want to touch that pants.
No, me either.
Let them take it out and have it cleaned to the cleaners and all that, then bring it back.
Gary was telling me he had to call the customer, and he wanted to know what he should say to the customer, how he should explain it.
I'm sorry, but you shit your pants. Hey, that's the only way I know.
Oh my God, that is.
And you know something? People just see the worst things in the world and close their eyes to it.
That is fantastic. I'm sorry, but you shit your pants.
Yeah.
Mike.
I'm saying it right out. Man, what is your problem? You shit your pants.
Oh. Yeah, you know.
I don't want him for a customer.
No, no. Give him his money back. That's what you need to do. We don't.
No. Tell him, forget the money.
Yeah. Enough. I'm with you. Dad, did you hear the big news about Trump?
Well, I don't know. I was watching him, but what's your news? I don't know.
Trump has announced he is going to run for president again.
Yeah.
That's no surprise.
Yeah.
He's not going to get anywhere with that.
No, you don't think so?
No.
He's got a pretty big base, you know.
No. He buys and sells people.
Do you think that people are moving on, you know, to the, like, maybe they're trying to forget about him?
Well, not between he and the current president. The current president is not my favorite.
No.
But he is my president.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's
I do hope that he'll never qualify for a second term.
Yeah, the Biden, nobody likes Biden.
Well, he's lost a lot of ground.
Yeah, he's a very unpopular president, to be sure.
You know, at this point he is. He did a lot of things. I can sense, I can feel. I put my own two cents into it by just listening to the thing that he did.
Right.
He is not presidential material.
There's going to be other people that try to get the Republican nomination instead of Trump. You know, when they do the primary, I'm anxious to see who runs against him.
If he wins, I would think twice about the mentality of the people that are selecting their president.
I hear Joanne mentioning Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
Yeah.
And Pence is going to run.
And Pence, yes, we're. Boy, you guys are on top of it. You guys really.
My wife is.
You both pay attention to that stuff. I love it.
Well, I mimic her.
Ah, well, yes. Well, listen, Joanne, happy birthday, my dear. I am so happy for you. And I cannot wait to see you guys. It is a real joy to have you join us for the wedding.
We're looking forward to it, honey.
All right.
Dad,
thanks for this opportunity, honey. I love you. I love this audience. audience are great to put up with my shenanigans.
Oh, come on. Now they love you. They love you. And just
really, I know they do, but that's a great thing that I have in my corner.
And I'll just close with your comment, quote, you shit your pants.
Hey, I mean, what else is there?
No, you know, it's perfect. It's perfect. Damn it.
Take this a dry cleaner, clean it, then bring it back in there. So maybe I can
hey,
for you.
I'm with you. I am with you. Okay, I love you guys.
All right, I love you too. Okay. Say hello to your wife.
Will do.
Kiss her for me.
I shall do that. Yes, yes, indeed. Likewise. Okay, bye bye.
Bye. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, daddy, don't know.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.